Why don't I just start by introducing myself, and then I'll give you a little bit of an outline and we'll get started. So my name is Dana Messenger and I'm an admissions officer here. I read applications for Pennsylvania and Virginia. I'm also an alum of the school, so I graduated in 01 and I was a political science and economics major. Amongst the very many activities I did, one of the things I did was student interviews. So I spent a couple years here interviewing prospective students when they were applying. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of what we're going to talk about, I'm going to go over the types of interviews people do, who might be doing them, staff, alumni, students, when you should be doing an interview, how to prepare for an interview, and then types of questions that get asked, and also some tips of the trade, if you will. I'll definitely leave a lot of time for questions, and I'll probably stop along the way to see if you have questions, so don't be shy about asking me for clarification or about other things that you're thinking of. So just to kind of start generally, college interviews are not like job interviews. So when you are a parent and you're doing a job interview, the employer is looking for a specific skill set. They want to know whether you can fit a certain job that they're hiring for. College interviews are very different. These are really about learning who you are as a person. It's your opportunity to put a human face on the application. So they're looking for other things. They're looking for passion, for personality, for excitement, engagement. They want you to be authentic. You don't want to come in and be, overly polished or fake. Just be yourself. They're really looking to see whether you would be a good student on campus. So there isn't one model that they're looking to fill. There are lots and lots of different kinds of students on campus. There are generally two types of interviews. There are informative interviews and evaluative interviews. So informative interviews are more of an opportunity for you to learn about the school, but they are still meeting with you and they probably will still write it up. So don't go in and don't treat it like it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be checking your phone or expressing no interest in the university and telling them you like some other place better, because that will get into the file and that will not reflect well on you. But those are more opportunities for you to learn about the school, and it also is probably a signal that it's not a huge role in the decision-making process. There are evaluative interviews where they really are trying to determine whether you will fit in the class. Those are more often done by staff members than anybody else, so admissions people who are reading your files. They may also be interviews that are done in March. If you get an email in March of your senior year saying, we'll be holding a interview day in New York where you're from, I mean, that's where I'm from, so that's what I'm saying that. Please sign up for a slot. They're trying to determine whether you're going to enroll if they admit you. And maybe they're using it as a tool to make a final decision, so those are definitely going to be evaluative interviews, and I'll mention that a little bit more later on when I talk about timing. And sometimes they're a combination of both, but even when they are these more informal, informative interviews, you really should still treat them as if it's an opportunity to put your best face on the application and don't consider it a joke, because they wouldn't offer them if they didn't use them in some way. So there are three people who do interviews. They're going to be staff members, and these are the people who read your files. So these tend to, as I said, be the more evaluative interviews because they are really the people who will remember you if you make a good or a bad impression. They're good people to ask about the process. So if you have questions about how the admissions process goes, what types of things you should be submitting, they're good people to ask those questions of. They also should know a lot about the school, so definitely ask them questions about the university, about majors on campus, what students do when they graduate. They really should be able to answer a lot of your questions. And I think that something students forget is that these interviews are also a learning tool for you. They are also an opportunity for you to gather information about the school, and you should treat them that way as well. Students often do interviews at Hopkins. Our students do our interviews. These tend to be more conversational and less sort of back and forth, questions, answer, question, answers. They tend to be more of a conversation. But you should remember that these students are going to be writing something up about you. So even if you feel really, really comfortable with them, don't treat it like they're your best friend. If you curse around your friends, don't curse in front of these students, because it's not really appropriate. This is still an interview, and it is still an opportunity for them to write you up and express your personality. So just, you can be conversational, but don't be totally informal, if that makes sense. These are great people to ask questions about student life on campus. So what they do on their Friday nights, what the clubs and organizations are like on campus, what dorms are like. Ask them, you know, whether they talk to their teachers during teacher hours. Do they meet with professors, you know, for lunch more informally with a couple of students? I mean, how is their interaction with their academics here on campus? I mean, these are people who are really in the thick of things, and it is a good opportunity for you to learn something about the school, so you should ask them those types of questions. In almost all interviews, they're going to ask you, do you have questions? So just keep that in mind when you're meeting with a student. Alumni interviews are usually done in your hometown. Unless an alumni does a lot of interviews and they're a known commodity at the admissions office, these tend to be the more informative interviews because it's sort of hard to know where a person's coming from. They don't read files, so when they write, you know, this is going to be a great student on campus and they're going to be brilliant in the classroom, well, they haven't seen the profile, they haven't read 1,000 applications. You know, we do look at these interviews, but they tend to, it's harder to put them in context because you don't know the person who's doing the interview, they aren't reading files, they don't know where you fit in the larger pool. So these tend to be the more informative interviews, but they are, again, interviews, so don't treat them like they don't matter and don't be, you know, rude and dismissive of the person, still treat it like it's a formal setting. They're going to be good people to ask about their experience in college, but also, you know, whether they still talk to professors, that might be something you want to ask. I still talk to some of the professors on campus. I have friends that do. So you might want to know about what it's like once they leave college and whether they felt college prepared you for the workforce, things like that. Any questions so far?
What does Hopkins do?
We do student interviews, or after you've applied, you can do an alumni interview in your area. Schools are very honest about these interviews. So if the school says, our interviews are largely informative and only about 20% of students do them that apply, you don't need to do one, they're being truthful with you. And if you are somebody who is not good at interviews, if you think you're really, really shy and it takes you a week to warm up and be, you know, around people you don't know, probably an interview is not a great idea. Because if a school doesn't require them or they don't really use them and you don't think you're good around strangers, then maybe pass on the interview. I've had some really awkward interviews where people really should have done them. I had one where a kid was like, I'm antisocial. I was like, okay.
And Hopkins does not require?
We don't require them.
Okay. That's the 20%.
That is the example. But it can be an opportunity for you to add a human face to it. So if you are great in interviews and you think you're great around people you've never met, then by all means, do one. In terms of the timing of interviews, I think the best time to do it is either in the summer before your senior year or in the fall of your senior year. If you're doing this as a junior in your first semester junior year, you probably don't really know what you want out of college. So it's going to be not a great opportunity for you to gather information. You probably also haven't spent a lot of time thinking about what you want to study, thinking about your extracurricular activities and how to present yourself. And so you may not be as polished as you would be over the summer. You just won't be as focused in it. I think early junior year is not ideal in terms of doing interviews. I think the sort of late summer, early fall. It's really on you to schedule interviews. Unless a school requests that you do an interview or requires it, it's sort of up to you to look at the admissions website and see what type of interview there are and how to go about scheduling it. Some universities do request interviews in March, as I said before, and this is their way of trying to decide whether you're going to come to the school or whether, you know, they should take you or another student. Most universities don't do that. Hopkins doesn't do it, so don't be, you know, worried when you don't get 16 emails from all the schools you applied to requesting an interview in March. But if you do get one, you should go, unless you don't want to go to that school, because if you don't go to that interview, it's going to send them a signal that you're really not interested in enrolling. If you have a very legitimate reason for not being able to go, let's say you're on a sports team and you're the captain and it travels and you're going to be in Florida that weekend in a tournament, send them an email explaining why you can't go. Tell them you're really interested in attending the university. Would it be possible for you to come to campus to do an interview or to do a phone interview at some later date? You really just want to make sure they know that you are interested in going and that you have a reason for not going to this interview, because that is what they're using that for. If a staff member is coming to campus and you're meeting, and they're, you know, coming to your school in junior year and they have 6 interview slots available, they're probably using this as a tool to get you interested in the school and less as an evaluative interview, even though it may be a staff member, because it's so early on in the process. So, you know, just realize the timing of it does sort of impact how we view these interviews. Any questions before I move on to how to prepare. Oh, one more thing, sorry. Don't start with your favorite school. Start with a safety if you're going to be doing a series of interviews, or a school that you're not even sure you really want to attend. I wouldn't start with a school that you think is going to be your number one choice or might be in your top 30 schools, because it practice really does matter. Any questions so far? Okay. So how to prepare for an interview. I think doing research on a school is really important. One of the things that interviewers are looking for is your interest in attending the university, and the best way you can really show that is by showing them that you know something about the school. So you should go there with questions about the university. I like to ask questions in this sort of format. I saw on your website, or I met with a student who told me X, and I was wondering about why. So I saw on your website that Hopkins has distribution requirements instead of a core curriculum. Does this mean that more students double major at Hopkins or major and minor? And do they often do this across, you know, disciplines like French and biology? That type of question lets them know that you have learned something about the school, that you've done a little bit of homework. So I know X, does this mean Y? I like those kinds of questions in interviews. They're also sort of easy to prepare ahead of time. Another thing is just in terms of how you show up. So I don't think students should wear suits. I mean, you can if you really, really want to. The no tie, that's a good way to wear a suit, a jacket. But most students don't, just because, you know, you're students and it's not how you kind of lead your daily life. But you should treat it like this is a sort of semi-formal thing. So if you were going to go to dinner with your parents to a nice restaurant, that's probably an appropriate outfit to wear. Don't wear short skirts or low-cut shirts. Don't wear hats. Don't have your phone out or be chewing gum. Just those sort of types of things. Shake the person's hand. Look them in the eye. Eye contact is really important in interviews. And send a follow-up thank you either by note or by email. Email in this day and age is absolutely appropriate. I really enjoyed meeting you. I learned a lot about the interview. Thanks so much for taking the time. That type of thing. In terms of questions you're going to be asked about, so typically, these questions are going to be very open-ended, and you'll get a lot of the same types of questions. So I think it's well worth the time to sit down with your resume, with your extracurricular activity, and think of examples of how you would answer these types of questions ahead of time. So come prepared to tell a story about yourself that will answer these questions. It'll sort of make you a little bit less nervous, too, when you know what you're going to say when you get asked about it. Usually they start off by asking about your family. This is just kind of to warm you up. Do you have any siblings? Where are you from? Those types of things. They're going to ask probably in some format a question about leadership. So come prepared to tell them a time when you were a leader. It can take many, many forms. It can be in the classroom. It can be an extracurricular activity. It can be in your community. But be prepared to talk about a time when you were a leader. They'll ask you about your extracurricular activities. Don't give them a laundry list. I mean, the person who's reading your application is going to get your list of extracurricular activities. This is a time where you can get a little bit more in depth about it. If you do 15 activities, you're one of those people who has a million balls in the air, choose two or three to talk about. So you can say, I actually do a lot of activities, but my favorite ones are my basketball team and also my community service that I do, you know, with the homeless or whatever your examples are. And then be prepared to talk a little bit about why you love it and what you do and what your role is in them, which is why I think it's good to spend time with your resume. Again, don't give them the laundry list, because then you sort of you're like a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. So be really specific about the two or three that you're very passionate about. They'll probably ask you sort of what type of student you are. How do you like to learn? Do you like to learn in groups? Are you someone who asks a lot of questions in class? Do you study in the library, or do you study in study groups? I mean, just be prepared to sort of talk about how you learn. They're going to ask you what you're interested in studying. So even if you are undecided, it's better to go in and say, you know, I'm really interested in the following five things, and I know they're so completely different, but I just don't know what it is I'm going to want to ultimately study, because I'm passionate about so many areas. Don't say, you know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't found anything that really excites me yet. That doesn't go over very well. But, you know, be prepared. Be so passionate about learning. I mean, you're going to a college. So college is very much a half academic and half social experience for students. And be excited about learning, whatever it is you're excited to learn about. They'll probably ask you what your strengths and weaknesses are. So be prepared to answer that question. Have a couple examples of your strengths and a couple examples of your weaknesses. They're going to ask you what kind of problem solver you are. Come prepared to answer the question with a time when you faced a challenge and how you got around that challenge. These questions can take many, many forms. So sometimes they don't, you know, they don't say, you know, tell me a time when you overcame a challenge. It'll be, you know, something more vague, like, you know, let's see, I'm trying to think how. Sometimes it'll be, you know, have you ever had any trouble in the classroom, and what did you do to get around that? I mean, that's a problem-solving question. Or did you ever find that you just had too many balls in the air and that you couldn't juggle it, and how did you manage to get everything you wanted to do accomplished? So sometimes it's not as straightforward as I make it sound, but recognize what they're really asking you. They probably are asking you a time when you solved a problem. They're going to ask what you're looking for in a college. So, you know, what type of student body are you looking for? What size? What type of location? What academic areas are you interested in? How active is a student body? I mean, those kinds of things. They're going to want to know what you're looking for in a university. It's good to know, again, this research maybe helps inform you about, let me say this again. By doing research on a school, you know what their profile is. So if you go in and you tell them you're looking for something completely different than what that school is, that's probably not a good thing. But you know, be prepared to tell them what type of environment you're looking to learn in. And it should mirror a little bit what that school is you're interviewing at. You're also going to get, I'm sure, some random questions. So if you went to a desert island, what would you bring with you? How do you describe yourself in 3 adjectives? What's your favorite book, movie, and food? There are no wrong answers to these questions. Don't spend too much time thinking about them. You can pause to come up with an answer, but I've seen students freeze in interviews because they're not sure what the best answer to this question is. There really isn't a right answer, so just sort of say what comes to mind, but don't be totally thrown off when you get a question that's just totally out of left field, because you probably will get a couple of those questions in an interview. They may ask you whether there's anything in your application that, you know, needs explanation. So if you have a learning disability, that's a good time to talk about having a learning disability. If you work several jobs and that's part of how you plan to pay for college, that might explain why you have less extracurricular activities. This is sort of your opportunity to share a little bit about something if you feel like something in your application needs explanation. And the answer to that question may be no. So it's okay to say no to that question. Any questions so far? All right, let me go through a couple of tips, my tips. I think practice is really important. I know it sounds silly, but ask your parent or your guidance counselor to interview you. These things get easier with time. It's a little bit hard to sort of talk about yourself without practicing at first. Be positive. So when students are negative about things, I find it to be a real turnoff. When students say, I really hate math class, I like English class much better, they're kind of like, ugh. It's much better to say, I love my English class. I look forward to it every day. Math can be a little challenging for me, but I, you know, my favorite part of the day is when I go into English class. Be positive about what you're saying. Don't talk about, if you stopped doing activity because you hated the coach, don't tell them you hated the coach. Tell them, you know, you wanted to broaden your horizons and try something new. Just being negative, it is a turnoff. I mean, it's a turnoff in people generally, I think, and certainly in interviews. Be yourself. Show your personality. I think this is why practice is really important. This is your opportunity to really sort of put that human face on applications. And you want to be outgoing, and you want to be authentic in what you're feeling, and excited and passionate. That's really what they're looking for in these interviews. Another one is to not be modest. I know it's hard for students to sometimes feel like they're bragging when they talk so much about themselves, but this is really your chance to talk about yourself. I mean, you don't want to be arrogant, but if you've done this, if you're a leader in a sport and you've done this great accomplishment, if you're the president of the student body, or you're the editor-in-chief of the newspaper, and last year the paper was only published once a semester, and now it's published 5 times a semester because you really motivated students to do more work and to write articles, and you spent hours and hours editing those articles, talk about that. This is your opportunity really to kind of to brag about all the work, the hard work you've done. So don't be too modest. Nobody wins an award for being the most modest interview that you've had. Really, don't be afraid to kind of share your accomplishments and your achievements. Again, spend time with your resume. I can't stress that enough. I mean, I think you really need to be able to answer. There are the same types of questions asked over and over again. You need to be able to give examples, and I do think it makes you feel more comfortable in an interview when you know what you're going to say when you're asked about what your favorite extracurricular activity is and why. If you have a unique experience, let's say you spent a semester in Morocco, or you're interning at the Archaeological Museum and you're going to be working on a dig in Egypt this summer, you're not going to get a question about that. Nobody thinks to ask you whether you'll be in Egypt doing a dig, but you can fit it into lots of different avenues, so be sure to mention it, because they won't know it unless you tell them that. My favorite, I think, trick in terms of questions is turn something somebody says into a question. So let's say you're being interviewed by a student and they talk about playing soccer for the school. You can say, I know you play soccer for the school. I was wondering how many club sports there really are here and whether lots of students participate in club sports. It lets them know that you're listening to what they say, which is always a good thing. It also lets them talk a little bit more about their experience. People like to talk about themselves. So that's a good trick for questions in an interview. And then my last one is be sure you show your knowledge of the school. Again, you know, you've done all this research about the school, but you don't show them that you know anything about it. It hasn't really helped you in any way. Schools want to know you're interested. I mean, that's one of the things that they're looking for in these interviews. They want to admit students who want to come. So by showing them you know something about the school, that's the way to go. And even if you're not sure this is your favorite school on the list, don't tell them that. Tell them you've really enjoyed your visit and your tour and that you really are interested in the school, even if that's a little bit of a half tip. I think Amy's giving me the wrap-up signal, but those are all my tips. Do you guys have any more questions for me? All right. Well, thank you, guys. I hope that helped. Yeah.